about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Hello? Yeah. Certainly. Well, come on. What are you waiting for?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
You're not known to be a humble man, but I wonder.
I think I am actually humble. I think I'm much more humble than you would understand.
You're a dick.
So I never expected Trump charging into a goblin's nest to not get some goblin vomit, slop, and blood on him. I just don't want to catch him in bed with a goblin.
Right, right.
But if he's in there rolling around hacking him up and he's got a goblin guide, you know, taking him into the cave, I'm not expecting him to not get dirty, especially up to his ankles.
And now,
what?
Feature presentation.
Hey guys, there was a story about this guy that robbed a bank, and then he went and he took the money, but then he didn't leave, and then he sat down, and then the cops came over, and then he handed him the money back, and then he said, "I'm the guy you're looking for," and then he took him to jail. Why? Because he hated his wife.
On today's show.
I still got about, I think, either 2 or 3 tweets last night saying,
right,
this is a story you guys should cover.
And now, have you noticed they're starting to tweet Bean as well?
Oh, are they?
You guys really need to cover this again.
Well, no,
come
one,
on!
No one tell him.
Yeah.
So that maybe he'll come in and do it 5:30 on Monday.
I think it needs to happen.
All right. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday, September 14th.
You know what today is?
It's Wednesday, September 14th.
It's a real special day.
Wednesday, September 14th.
Of somebody very special.
It's a birthday?
Yes, it is.
Of someone we know?
Very special man.
Very
the specialist.
Man, okay.
Uh-huh.
You're gonna have to narrow it down from man. So that's a pretty big category.
You want him to gain weight before his wedding.
Yeah, good boy.
Good boy, Muggs. It's his birthday.
It's Muggs' birthday,
Muggs.
How about that?
Yeah.
What is he, like 26 and he doesn't look a day over 46? He's doing well.
That's what you want to hear on your birthday.
That is awesome.
Right?
That is awesome.
That's what I thought. Happy birthday, Muggs. We're happy for you. Here's the story that I want to
Being
start with
alive.
Today.
Making another day.
Which is in question at times. Police in Largo, Florida were called to the home of Jeffrey Forrest Poole. Stop me if you've heard this one. I think maybe that should be the
every day
rule.
Now.
Jeffrey Forrest Poole, 37-year-old suspect at home. There was a reported domestic disturbance. It doesn't say what was going on, but somebody called the police for some reason. The officer arrived, and according to a criminal complaint, Poole exited the home and shouted, "I will beat every cop's ass."
Not good.
I feel like in the handbook of things to do when the cops show up, that's not at the top. I'm not even sure it's in the handbook. I'm not even sure there's a handbook.
That went south.
So Poole raised his fist and began to extend it toward the officer's face.
Come on.
So you know what happened. They had to arrest him.
Oh, they didn't shoot him.
No, they arrested him. Apparently, he was not as threatening as he thought he was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was arrested on charges of violently resisting a police officer. The authorities made sure to make a list of things like his age and weight and address in the arrest report.
Sure.
And then the officers asked him, "Do you have any aliases that you go under? Have you ever used an alias where perhaps you've gotten in trouble or we would be able to look it up?" And he said, "Yes, I do have an alias on record, and the name is Dickface Johnson." That's what he told the police. His name is Dickface Johnson.
He's just not letting up.
He's
sticking with it.
You know what? I'm either going to beat your ass or I'm going to insult you. One of the
two.
My name. And it was. They looked it up. And he used it in the system.
Past.
Yep. Dickface Johnson.
Oh, Dickface.
That's pretty good, right?
It's not bad.
I think I need her saying, "Oh, Dickface." Yeah, okay.
Oh,
Poole was charged with assaulting a police officer and violently resisting a police officer. He remains behind bars in lieu of $5,000 bail. So that's the touching story of Dickface Johnson. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Don't be the 1%, man. Be the 99.
Yeah.
Peace.
I mean, he makes so much sense.
He really does.
Yeah.
Amber Rose will be in studio.
What?
She's doing a new show called Loveline. But.
What?
Right.
Is it on K-Rock?
But not on K-Rock.
But with Dr. True.
Not technically. Oh, actually, not at all.
Which one?
I don't know.
Either? Both.
And she's also on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, wow.
And she's also, she was a girlfriend of Kanye West for 2 years.
Wow.
So, I mean, I think seriously.
I wouldn't lead with that, if you know what I'm saying.
Maybe save that till the very end.
Yeah.
When the interview's over.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about an African dictator who eats the testicles of his enemies.
What?
I believe you heard me.
I don't know if I did.
African dictator.
Okay.
Eats the testicles of enemies. That's how he gets the upper hand. I'm not sure.
Okay.
That's coming up this morning. You won't buy a product because the spokesperson drives you crazy.
Is that a real thing? People have that strong of feelings about
stuff?
Well,
the first time that we considered this in a while was when we were doing What's Good, and a guy called and said that we should do that because he had an example. I don't remember who the example is now, but we'll find it for later. But he said he wouldn't buy a product because of the spokesperson.
Wow.
And I know that Omar, Omar, who loves his Wheat Thins.
Yeah.
Nobody loves Wheat Thins.
Nobody.
I mean, I don't think you can love Wheat Thins that
no,
much.
No, he does weird things
right.
with his Wheat Thins.
Wheat Thins are Wheat Thins. They're slightly good or slightly bad. That's it. That's the whole range. But Rachel Ray was on the outside of the package. She's one of the TV chefs.
Yeah.
I guess.
Food Network.
She drives him so crazy that he tried to take the Wheat Thins back to the store. And he tried, and after having eaten a few of them, he finally realized, oh, yeah.
Come on.
Took it back to the grocery store. They wouldn't refund him his money, so he took it back home. He kept the Wheat Thins, but he cut Rachel Ray's picture out of the box.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
He's insane.
Yes, yes. He's insane.
I don't understand how, knowing those feelings, how you haven't had Rachel Ray in.
Well, I get where you're going because that's usually what we do.
Yeah.
But we don't, I'm not a fan at all of food shows or
right.
So we don't really have people in just to bag on them.
No, I don't think you'd bag on them. I think she would turn them around. I think she is so peppy and likable.
I think she's likable too, but I feel like he's seen that part of her and he has ruled in his
mind.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think she could change him. That's not what we're talking about here.
No,
but
I'm afraid if she didn't change him, then what happens?
Evil Omar, you're
right. We don't want evil Omar. A new feature called People Are Dumb. Yandies.com, we're going to talk about sexy costumes this year for Halloween.
Yeah, some good ones this year.
Getting to be that time of the year. Very exciting. Yeah. And we've got some live music coming up this morning with Kaleo. How about that? In studio performing live in the Red Bull Sound Space. So that's coming up this morning. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat Now. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:56. Ralph Garman is here now with a look at the show biz beat. What's up, Ralph?
Hit it, Steve! Yeah! Yeah! Ride, Scout, ride!
What's happening?
Ha! Ha!
Oh, my God!
Why
is he bouncing in his seat like he's on a horse?
Nobody believes it.
Come on!
Why? How come this? What's?
You don't recognize that classic music?
It's an old Western TV show theme.
I don't know. It's a classic theme from a classic Hollywood Western movie.
Movie, okay.
Oh, God damn it. I love this
movie. Oh! Men in Black.
Gunsmoke.
Oh, my. Just Steve.
Buckaroo Bonanza.
Kill it, Steve.
Bonanza.
It's Buckaroo Banzai.
Banzai.
It's the name of a movie that is not a Western.
Oh, it's not?
Buckaroo Bonanza.
Wild Wild West.
Bonanza. Wild Wild West.
See?
Yeah, Cool Moody.
These are movies I'm talking about.
Wild Wild classic, West was a movie.
Classic Western movie.
Blazing Saddles.
Called The Magnificent Seven. That's what that theme is from.
Oh.
Classic Elmer Bernstein score. Oh, that's a right?
Can well,
you
I'm not
picture
sure.
yourself on
I
a
don't know what that is.
Palomino riding Phil Tilt across the prairie? You're right you there, right? Hillary? Phil Tilt.
She got diagnosed with pneumonia about 2 days ago.
Cross the plain to that town that needs your help.
No,
you're there
I don't. I don't.
The gambler and the sharpshooter and the engine.
I don't really ever picture myself that way.
Have
you
ever seen The Magnificent Seven? Okay, that's all I needed to know.
No, but I saw the trailer and I can't wait.
This is the...
I think he means the original.
Yeah.
I know, but no.
Okay.
The answer's no, but I saw the trailer for the new one, and I can't wait.
Anyway, this new reboot looks outstanding. 1957. Denzel Washington, Chris Pratt, Ethan Hawke, and many more. Seven men must help a poor village against savage thieves. And the smoking hot widow with the giant cans who needs their help. Yeah.
I'm in.
Seven. Seven against an army, but they've got right on their side, and a Gatling gun. Some dynamite!
By the way, for those of you who don't recognize that sound, Ralph is making the gun
he's
hand motions.
Looking around the room, shooting.
He believes he's doing it.
He's bouncing on a horse.
Played a lot of Magnificent Seven as a lad in the backyard. John Caruso and Stuart Green riding our horses across the prairie.
Of Philly?
It's called imagination, Allie.
Oh,
look
I'm
into
sorry.
It.
You know the prairies.
Why don't you go hack
Philly?
Up your lung in the corner and leave us be.
Sorry.
If you'd like to go to the advanced K-Rock screening of The Magnificent Seven.
Yay!
We've got tickets September 20th at Pacific's The Grove Theater. This is going to be outstanding. What a great choice to have Denzel lead up this band of misfits. They take on the worst the West has to offer. I don't like the way you're looking at me, boy. Draw! It's going to be one of those moments, I bet. It's September the 20th. Five callers right now. 1-800-520-1067. Call now. First five callers through. We'll get a pair of tickets to our K-Rock Advance screening of The Magnificent Seven. Oh, I love a Western. There aren't enough Westerns anymore. Need more Westerns. Like this one. Western. More.
What are you talking about?
Hey, our buddy Gwen Stefani has a new gig. This is pretty cool. She's got an animated series coming to Nickelodeon.
No kidding.
How about that? It's called Cuckoo Harajuku. Oh, she loves those Harajuku girls.
She sure does.
I wish she'd do more about and with them. It is a 26-episode series. Starts in October, early October. About five band members. The band is called the HJ5. HJ5.
Okay.
That's for Harajuku.
Right.
The girls are named Love, Angel, Music, and Baby, along with their leader, G. Easy, I was getting there.
Sorry.
I'm going to count to make sure you say five. You're the worst.
You're the worst.
The girls are always on their way to a gig, but they never get there because they have to save someone in trouble because they're helpful. Harajuku girls. If you're a Gwen fan and you got kids, you should tune in. Monday, October 3rd is when it starts on Nickelodeon. But congratulations to Gwen Stefani.
She
no,
can pretty,
it's only four.
She can pretty much do anything.
Yes.
Right?
She's very talented and we love her so much. Today's celebrity birthdays from the Shark Tank, Robert Herjavec. He's one of those Shark Tank people.
Yeah.
Who gives people money.
Right.
And then
I got
he went on Dancing with the Stars. And he fell in love with his dance partner, and they got married.
Oh.
Yeah. 53 years old today. Andrew Lincoln, you know him from Walking Dead. 43 years old today, as is rapper Nas. And our very own, we love him, we need him, we can't live without him.
Beer is all mug. Of that true, technically?
Beer Mug. Listen, I love Beer Mug.
I do, too.
And I'm telling you something. He used to work where Chip works now, behind the board there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That was his job on the show.
Yeah.
And wasn't always great at it.
Right.
Didn't always have the most luck with that position.
Right.
So then, like any smart team, we shifted. We put Chip in that position, and we moved Johnny to wide receiver, and we sent him out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, I'm telling you, the guy's been invaluable. Goes out, does those interviews, the Beer Mug Theater, the Johnny Chicago. Makes me laugh on a regular basis. He's a good, good man, and I wish him a happy birthday.
He's a utility player.
I'm happy to have him on board because he adds value.
We put,
value. Oh.
We put
show.
Him in the wrong place. That's what happened.
That's what happened.
Oh.
Once we moved him, now he's thriving. He's great.
Flourishing.
He's flourishing. Yeah.
He's invaluable.
Nice.
He's one of my favorite people.
Beer Mug.
He's 33 years old today.
Going for the butt.
So
okay.
Give him the butt if you get a chance. He's 33 today. Help him out. He's going for the butt. So somebody give it to him. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
On the way, live music from Kaleo. Very excited about that in studio. And we have Amber Heard also on the program. But first, you know, it's Fashion Week. You know, I'm all about the Fashion Week in New York. Actually, I think it was Fashion Week.
And Amber Rose.
What did I say?
Amber Heard. I was really excited about that.
Can we get both her?
Right?
Okay.
A twofer.
That's my bad. Amber Rose.
No, that's okay. I was just thinking, oh, God, I had no idea.
You thought maybe you were way wrong? Always assume I'm way wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, always.
Sorry.
Let me just tell you about this this fashion show that was going on last Friday night. And this is Yandy.com. They held a fashion show, and they are the ones that make Halloween costumes. We're only, what, 6 weeks away from Halloween?
Oh, my God.
So they make 39 different women's Halloween costumes. 14 of those had the word sexy in them. So this is that group. You have
it's too few.
Sexy military personnel, sexy slice of pizza.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not exactly sure how good that one is. They have a selfie socialite. They have a Snapchat puppy filter in 3D. Called Sexy Heart Eyes. They have the sexy Allie Hamilton, based on Founding Father Alexander Hamilton.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. They have Sexy Dead Assassin. They have Donald T. Rump Shaker.
Why would you want to be a sexy dead assassin?
I'm not positive. It's Deadpool. I mean, I think it's a Deadpool theme.
Okay.
So it's a sexy Deadpool costume.
All right.
So they have a bunch of this type of stuff. They're the specialists in it. And we're lucky enough to have their marketing manager, Al Taggart, on the line right now to find out some more information. Good morning, Al.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, every day's a great day with Yandy.
Is that the slogan?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good.
All right. So you did the fashion show. You introduced a bunch of new costumes.
I went over like gangbusters.
Right.
Everybody loves the new costumes. Sexy costumes. That's what Halloween's all about, right?
Right. Hey, I'm with you on that. That's fine.
That's what we say here at Yandy. That's one of our slogans.
That's one of your slogans.
Hey,
okay.
Ladies, if you're not being sexy, what good are you?
What? That's a terrible slogan.
Is that another slogan?
Yeah, we have a lot of slogans here at Yandy.com.
You might want to reconsider that one.
Well, you may reconsider my junk.
Oh, ow.
An aggressive marketing manager.
That's another slogan we have. Hey, ladies, reconsider my junk.
What other costumes do you have?
Well, you talked about some of the big ones at the fashion show. We had the sexy poop emoji. Did you mention that one?
I did not mention the sexy poop emoji.
You buried the lead. Yeah, that's sexy poop. Come on, what's sexier than a big pile of poop?
Well, everything.
We had sexy Donald Trump.
Right.
We had sexy Hillary Clinton,
mm-hmm.
which is really just regular Hillary Clinton with no pants and a pantsuit. That's sexy as hell, right? Oh, we got so many new sexy costumes this year for 2016.
Okay.
That your boobs are going to fall off.
Is that what you want?
That's another slogan of us. Yandy.com. Your boobs will fall
that's
off.
That's a terrible slogan.
That's a bad one.
Yeah, okay, good.
We got sexy Zika mosquito, right?
Oh, sexy Zika mosquito.
What is sexy about Zika?
Oh, it's a beautiful costume. It's got wings and a long nose that you can drink out of. And you carry a baby with a tiny head with you.
That's a terrible costume.
Everybody will love it.
A tiny head?
Tiny head, yes.
Allie thought it was a giant head.
Microencephaly. Look it up.
Look it up.
Bigger than babies.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yes, Al?
We got that sexy Harambe costume. You know, the gorilla from the zoo?
Yes.
If you could find yourself a black kid to carry around, that's sexy.
Oh.
That's a sexy costume
Al,
right there.
Al, you might want to reconsider that one as well.
We got sexy Ryan Lochte, ladies. The sexy Ryan Lochte costume. The best part is you don't even need to go to any parties. Just lie and say you were there. We've got sexy, creepy clown who tries to lure children into the woods.
Oh, that's based on the headlines. I like that.
Topical.
I like it.
You dress up as a sexy clown, and then you literally try to bring children into the woods.
Well, I don't think that second part is necessary.
I don't like the word literally.
Oh, it's sexy, right?
No.
Sexy Brexit. The sexy Brexit costume.
How is that sexy?
You're at a party, and you're with a fella. He has to withdraw.
Right? That's it.
Someone explain that to Kevin.
I get it.
We got the sexier Putin, right? Because he's already sexy. What could be sexier than Putin?
Uh-huh. And what's the costume look like then?
It's just you topless on a horse.
Okay.
We got the sexy Uber car.
Oh, sexy Uber car.
For the slutty ladies. Just anyone can ride. It doesn't matter. Just whoever.
Okay.
We got sexy Sully. Come on.
Sexy Sully?
Hot as today's headlines.
Right.
Sexy Sully. Where every landing's a wet one, right? And of course, we have sexy Ann Coulter.
Okay, how do you do that?
I'm just kidding. There's no way to do that. You can't make it sexy.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:53. Ralph Garman is here now for a look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Very cool event happening tonight. If you're familiar with the Fathom events, this is a... They've been around for a long time, done largely, screenings in theaters, usually of live events. They used to do a lot of classical music events and operas and then Broadway stage plays and things like that. Now they're reaching out to make special screening events for feature films that have bonus value that you can get. For example, we did one with Yoga Hosers where Kevin Smith did about a half an hour Q&A and intro before the film. You get to participate in something, a cinematic event, that you wouldn't ordinarily get to. And it's kind of a cool thing. FathomEvents.com is where you go to get tickets for these kind of things. The one they're doing tonight I thought was particularly interesting and people might be interested in. They're showing the film Snowden, which of course is the new Oliver Stone film about Edward Snowden and him releasing all that information and all those government secrets. And pre-screening, there's going to be a live Q&A with director Oliver Stone in New York City and Edward Snowden in Moscow.
Wow.
Yeah, so you get to hear from the man himself in Russia. As you know, he is currently there seeking asylum from American prosecution for the things that he did. And Joseph Gordon-Levitt will also be participating in the Q&A. So this is a live event happening tonight at the FathomEvents.com events for Snowden. So if you're planning on going, you've just got a little extra bonus value to your evening. If you weren't going to go, but you're interested in this film and you certainly would like to hear from Edward Snowden himself and Oliver Stone, then you should check it out. But I just wanted to give you a heads up because this is going to be a very cool event.
And, does sound cool.
You might want to go. Our friend Michael Chiklis is in the news. Chicky Baby.
He's the best.
Chicky Baby from The Shield, of course, as Vic Mackey. He was legendary on that TV show. Now he's on Gotham doing great work. But he's also a musician, has been for a long time. And today is the release. I'm sorry, it was Friday. Friday was the release of his first solo album called Influence. And Michael wrote 9 of the 11 songs on the album. I don't know if anybody's heard of it, but it's really good.
I haven't, but I want to.
It's really good. And he also does a cover of David Bowie's Fame on the album as a tribute to the late superstar. It sounds great, too. I thought you might be interested. Here's a little taste of Michael Chiklis doing Bowie's Fame.
That was a pretty cool song, don't you think?
I do think so, Rodney.
Chicky Baby, that sounds great.
A positive song.
Right. I'll tell you, there's a story on Billboard.com that has the samples from all the songs, and he sounds great.
Yeah.
Sometimes he sounds almost like a Van Halen kind of vibe. It's a real heavy sort of rock and roll thing going on.
A lot of times when actors put out an album, it's very scary because they're not singers, but he's been doing music his whole life.
And he's terrific.
This is cool.
By the way, Michael's going to do his first concert on November 19th here in L.A., so we'll give you more details on that as it gets closer, but that's kind of fun. And while we're talking music, a lot of people were worried this week when rumors started to circulate that Hollywood's Amoeba Music Store was going to be destroyed. Since 2001, Amoeba Music in Hollywood has been sort of the last record store, last place you could go to find CDs and vinyl.
It's an iconic place now.
People love it.
Yeah.
It's always busy, and it's a huge draw in Hollywood for music fans. There was a rumor that it was going to be demolished and cleared out to make way for a large residential tower. You know, they're building a big mall retail area across the street there on Sunset Boulevard, and people were concerned that this is part of the regentrification of that neighborhood, that it was going to be demolished. Well, they have stepped up to let everyone know that they're not going anywhere. They released a statement this week saying that they are going to remain in their building for the duration of their lease, which is several years, and that the building's owner, they're already open to them staying potentially longer. So, looks like no imminent danger. I mean, you never know in Hollywood. They tear things down and build stuff up pretty quickly there. But for a number of years at least, we will still have Amoeba around to go shopping in. Red Hot Chili Peppers are going to be performing before the Rams' home opener Sunday against the Seahawks. So there is a reason to go to the Rams game this weekend. The Chili Peppers will be playing before the game, so you can go and then
don't even have to stay if you don't want to.
I'm just saying the Rams are struggling.
Their last game was not ideal, if that's what you're saying.
Oof. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they going to be doing a whole show, do you know, or just a few songs, or do you have an idea?
No? Let me see here. Perusing does not say how long they're going to be playing.
Okay.
But Flea does say since he was a little boy, he's been a Rams fan. So he's looking forward to it. It's going to be about 30 minutes before kickoff, so I'm guessing about a 30-minute set.
All right, that's not bad.
Yeah, so you can check that out.
Are they going to be doing... They going to be doing that?
I think so.
That would be awesome. I feel like they have to.
They should and could, quite frankly. That
would
be listen to
so
that.
Great.
Ram it, damn it. Check to change a little bit, but I think they could.
That would be awesome.
Listen, yeah, anything can happen too, Sunday. You don't know. There's a lot of emotions going on. Pete Carroll's return to the Coliseum for the first time.
Sure. Yeah, true.
Right? That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
The Dolphins gave the Seahawks trouble.
True.
Yeah, right?
Right?
So, and they're in college, the Dolphins, pretty much.
They're a Pop Warner team.
So we don't know
anything
how
can happen.
How hurt Russell is.
You don't know about Russell.
It's true.
You don't know about Russell.
But can Seattle score negative points? Because the Rams didn't score any points last game.
But that's a learning curve. They say, okay, this week, no points. Next week, let's score some points.
Like a field goal.
That's how you build.
Even a safety.
That's how you build on a season right there. So I'm saying there's hope. There's a chance.
There's a chance, of course.
So you're saying I have a chance. I am. I do know RG3's shoulder is broken. I know that much.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not ideal.
You don't run against the Eagles, Allie. Don't do it. You pay the ultimate price.
I won't.
That's good for you. Smart girl.
Before he came in, she was talking about wanting to run against the Eagles. So.
Don't do it.
It's a good heads up.
Broken shoulder. That's what can happen. Today's celebrity birthdays. Shark Tank's Robert Herjavec is 53 years old today. Actor Andrew Lincoln from Walking Dead is 43, as is rapper Nas. And our very own, you know him, you love him, you can't live without him, Beer Mug.
That's the life right there. That's the life.
Beer Mug celebrates his 33rd birthday.
He sounded like
saddest.
That sounded like he was on his deathbed. Goodbye, everybody.
I've recorded that over the past couple days. Beer Mug has not been at the top of his game, but he's back. He's back. He's better than ever. Right, Beer Mug? You give me a little more Beer Mug. Let me hear something.
Going for the butt.
Yeah.
All right.
He's back. See, he's back.
Yeah.
How has life been for you up to today?
Up till today, it's been great. Today, not so good. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
An hour from now, live music from Kaleo in studio.
They are so good.
Right?
Kevin, their album is so good.
It is. The whole thing.
Yeah.
I love it. And also, we have Amber Rose in the studio coming up a little bit later on this morning. But first, it's time for a new feature we're calling...
Dumb.
People are dumb.
Dumb.
Our first story is the police started following Bruce Dewey, who was 36 years old, after spotting him driving a blue Honda Legend. He was weaving in and out of traffic, crossed onto the wrong side of the road.
Ooh.
In the face of incoming traffic.
Not good.
For nearly 50 minutes, he refused to stop for police units, avoided those spike strips that they put up to burst his tires, mm-hmm. and at one point called 911 and asked the 911 operator if the guys in the cop cars that were following him could stop it.
Maybe back off me a
back
little bit.
Back off. I'm not happy being trailed.
Really?
Yes. It turns out that didn't work.
Okay.
Because it was the police.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Dumb.
So that's one. The next one is also a car chase. This is a man who led police on a 10-mile car chase that reached speeds of around 100 miles per hour.
Ooh.
His name is Dylan Christopher Thomas, 20 years old. Deputies have been patrolling when he drove by in a 1999 Ford pickup truck, being driven about 100 miles per hour. The deputies were ready to deploy the spike strips, and the guy behind him said, oh, we don't need those. He just wrecked. And then he ran into the woods.
Oh.
So they ran into the woods after him, and they caught him.
With clowns?
Not with clowns.
Okay.
But what do you think his excuse was?
I had to pee.
His excuse was that God told him he needed to drive 100 miles per hour.
Well,
so what's he supposed to do?
I mean, if God tells you to go 100, you do it.
You do what you're told.
Right.
So in this case, this is for the police.
Dumb.
I don't think that's what we're saying.
Is that not what we're saying?
No.
This is a story about Amy Sharp. She's a woman on the run in Sydney, Australia. She's 18. She's accused of escaping from a correctional facility on August 19th. The New South Wales police put out a bulletin to everybody saying, look out for this girl. Mm-hmm. She needs to be apprehended. If you see her, please call the police. She wasn't happy with the photos that they chose because they chose two photos. Again, this feature is
dumb.
So she was very unhappy with the photos that they chose. So she went to the TV station that had aired the report.
Uh-huh.
And she gave them updated photos that looked better.
With probably different filters.
Yes.
Yeah, I get it.
It really portrayed her in a better light. So at the TV station, she was arrested.
Weird.
Yeah, how about that?
Wow. Dumb.
And finally, this story will blow your mind. I don't know if most normal restaurants do this, but this particular restaurant is one of those restaurants where they have the grill right in front of the patrons, and they cook stuff right on the grill.
Oh, yeah, like a Benihana.
Yeah, like a Benihana.
Okay.
And this guy sometimes puts out fire with a tiny little, I don't know, a two-inch toy where if you squeeze it, his little pants come down, and there's no penis or anything. There's just a little hole in his stomach, and it shoots water out.
Sure.
Right. So he does that, and then occasionally we'll spray kids with it and stuff, and everybody laughs and has a good time. Until this couple came to the restaurant. This couple then called the police and are suing for sexual assault because they got sprayed with this little doll. I'm going to let you be the judge of this.
We begin tonight with a bizarre police report that's going to make you do a double take.
No doubt about that. Cops called after a woman in Murfreesboro says she was sprayed in the face with a restaurant water toy and called it sexual assault.
I feel like you're not doing actual sexual assault. Victims,
that's much
help there.
That's the problem, is if people like you come out and claim sexual assault, then when there's actual sexual assault, maybe people don't pay as much attention.
Right.
So why don't you stop doing this?
New at 10 tonight, our Jason Lamb looked into this. Jason, this all happened at a hibachi restaurant.
Yeah, that's right. And the restaurant says the water toy they were using was just part of their normal act for diners. They say they couldn't believe it when police showed up and filed this report. The folks at Wasabi Japanese Steakhouse in Murfreesboro say, along with dinner,
fire's coming.
Diners get a show. But now one diner says last night she thinks the cooks here showed a little too much.
Yeah.
The little guy in the cook's hand.
Like they hold the water. Just like that.
Here's a closer look.
You hold his eye.
Squeeze it.
And then push out.
And then water comes out of a tiny little hole in its belly.
Oh.
In its belly.
So water come out.
A plastic toy that sprays water made to look like the figure is urinating when its toy pants are lowered. Last night at dinner, Wasabi Restaurant admits one of the chefs shot some of the water in the face of one of its customers.
Now, I'm going to play for you the customers that are complaining. And you tell me. And you tell me if they qualify for
dumb.
It peed on me, basically.
God.
It peed on me, basically.
It shot water out of its penis. How's that?
Out of its wee-wee area.
Isabel and James Lassiter.
Does that make sense?
Here on a job from Texas
doesn't.
Say they were mortified when the chef essentially made the toy urinate water on Isabel.
It, by the way, urinate is really not the right word because it's water and there's no penis and it's actually just a hole in its stomach and it's clearly just a little gimmicky toy that probably cost 99 cents. Probably.
Yeah. Tops.
Nothing.
Yeah.
In front of our minor children and grandchildren.
Oh, that. Aww. In front of the children.
Who love it.
Who love it.
You really didn't have a wiener, but you got the point.
They were so upset, they even called the police, citing assault.
It was a sexual-style assault on my wife.
Police also noted the doll wasn't, well, anatomically correct.
Right.
But Isabel and James say that doesn't matter.
How does that not matter?
You get the point, Kevin.
How does that not
you
matter?
You get the point. It's how not really his wiener.
But how does that not matter?
I mean, just because it didn't have a weenie.
Just because somebody may cut off that little piece of plastic to say, okay, it's not there anymore,
doesn't change the fact that you're getting peed on.
Yeah.
You're not getting peed on, as it's water.
And it's his belly.
The general manager, Johnny Huang.
Yeah, I apologize to you.
Oh, come on.
That's part of the story.
Come on.
That's part of the story.
This is an Onion story. This isn't real.
It's possible, but I don't think so. I don't think so. That is his name.
Apologizes to the family and that he's never had any complaints about the toy before.
The kid like it. Kid like it. They pay the water. They think just a water gun, kind of like a water gun, you know.
But now he says chefs will at least ask permission
Thank you.
Before showing more of the toy boy again.
So now they have to ask permission for people if they want to spray it with water. Because this couple was suing because
they ruined everything
of
basically.
Sexual assault. They ruined everything.
Yeah.
They ruined all of our fun.
Yeah,
and that's why.
Dumb.
Live music from Kaleo in studio coming up just after 8. Very excited about that. And then Amber Rose on the program as well. We had the What's Good caller. And he called and said, you know what phone topic you guys should do is a product that you will not buy because of the spokesperson. And I immediately thought of Omar. Because Omar has a crazy cartoon hate.
It's not.
Of Rachel Ray.
It's well deserved.
No, it's
not. I hate her.
She's an odd one to pick.
Right.
Why does like she doesn't have enough?
Because she's tries to be all cutesy other. And uses
this is Rachel
words
Ray,
like.
By the way, for those of you who don't know, she has a TV cooking show.
Yeah,
and she has sort of a lifestyle brand, and she's got her own line of
everything,
pet cooking. Foods and cooking utensils yeah. and stuff and everything. Yeah. So why? What is she?
I get the idea that the most passionate that you could be about her is just a little, and the most you could hate her is just a little.
Other than making our lives a little more delicious, what has she done?
With her 30-minute bogus meals that doesn't take 30 minutes to make. It takes like hours.
Oh, you see yourself as a chef. And that's why you hate her.
And no, her Uvo.
I'm a barbecue pit master. Thank you.
Sure.
Evo.
That's what I...
She
tries to make everything cutesy. And she's one of those TV personalities that's really peppy because I'm on TV and I want you to like me. And she talks like she smokes like 10 packs
that's
of cigarettes
her
a day.
Voice.
Listen, she sucks.
Okay, tell people the odd story that you have with Wheat Thins.
So I love me some Wheat Thins. I got to have
sure.
my Wheat Thins, okay? And Wheat Thins, unfortunately, made the misstep of having Rachel Ray be on one of the boxes a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought me my Wheat Thins, put it in the grocery cart, take it home, and then I realize, what have I done?
Oh, no.
You take it out of your bag, and then you see.
I see Rachel Ray's on it.
Oh, okay, no. Now, I want people to just consider what they might do under those circumstances. Even if somebody that you hate is on the box, what would you do?
At the most, just take the plastic out throughout the box.
At the most.
Right. And I'd feel crazy.
No. And you
and
should.
Allie feels crazy. Right. I know that's crazy.
Wait.
Omar, what did you do?
I drove back to the store and I tried to return it.
No!
Yeah.
And your reason for returning it was?
Rachel's Ray is on the box.
You are.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, they were like, we don't really return items because you don't like what's on the box. And I was like,
plus,
okay.
She was on the box when you bought it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do your due diligence in the aisle, sir.
And, you know, the guy's like, well, you know, it's the same. It's Wheat Thins, isn't it?
Same
there?
Wheat Thins,
it's like,
right.
Rachel Ray's not on the Wheat Thins themselves.
All right. Now, so, I want you at home to consider what would you do, or if you're in your car, what would you do if now you've gone back to the store and they won't take them back?
Oh, now you're stuck with
right?
a dumb box with Rachel Ray on it.
Right. Omar?
So I take a razor blade and I cut her out of the box. So I don't have to see her every time I go to the Wheat Thins.
Surgically remove her from the box, the packaging itself.
Problem solved.
That's,
no Rachel Ray in my life.
That's insane.
Thank you.
Did you feel cuckoo at any time?
No!
Really?
That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's concerning.
From insane. Do you realize that?
From the
you should be medicated.
From the moment you left the house to go to the store till the surgery on the box was complete, how much time you think you invested in that process?
Oh, a good hour and a half. Yeah.
That's time well spent.
And there was also one time... I was at the gym, and her show was on, and I made the guy at the gym change the channel while I was working out.
Wow.
Yeah. That's cartoon hate. I don't
know. You use that for your workouts. You're like, oh, I hate you. Like Rocky does against Drago or whatever. You should use it as motivation. Yeah.
We're going to take your calls in a second, 1-800-520-1067. If you literally won't buy a product because of whoever the spokesperson is. Ralph, you have one.
Yeah, well, look. Companies hire these high-priced celebrity spokespeople because they think, oh, you'll like that person, so you'll buy my product. It's love by association. So I say then they should have to deal with guilt by association also if they hire someone who's awful and hateable and heinous, like Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, come on.
Her stupid water that she tries to sell.
Right.
I'm not drinking it because if you drink it, then I'll become a succubus like her and be awful.
What?
Jennifer Aniston?
Oh, she's the worst.
Why do you
hate... How is that possible?
Because you can tell she's awful.
No, you
she's
yes.
not. She seems super
she's
nice.
Lovely.
No, she's not super
she
nice.
She does seem
she's
like it.
She is a crippling harpy who just makes everyone around her just less happy.
That's,
I don't feel
that's
like
just,
you're completely wrong.
Oh, she's a punishing human being.
You're stepping firmly into the pool that Omar yeah. inhabits.
No, you can yeah. tell. You can just get the vibe off her that she's just a self-entitled harlot. She's just
what?
Awful on every level.
What is wrong with you?
And just makes everyone around her less happy by her demands and her constant...
Shrewishness.
She seems, by all
so
accounts, one
nice.
Of the nicest women
yes.
in Hollywood.
Opposite. By all accounts, just
really?
just a brutal taskmaster, especially to those who work with her and around her. Just it's just a nightmare.
Really?
Yes, really. And why is she still in movies? Has she had a hit ever? Stop it. Go away,
wow.
Rachel. Go take your Rachel cut and just tell your story.
Listen,
walking.
That swept the nation. How
oh,
dare you, sir?
Oh, I would like to sweep her under the nation. What? I don't know. But still, no, I'm not drinking that water. I don't care if she has dry eyes or whatever else she's selling.
She has
if she's
dry
selling,
eyes.
I'm not buying. Here's not the, buying.
Here's the commercial for her water. Here's the commercial for
I like
her
it.
Water.
It's good.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Aniston.
Hi, Jen.
Hey, you should drink my water because that was Rachel from
no,
Friends.
I'm Jen no. Aniston, and I'm here to talk to you about smart water. But in this day and age, apparently, I can't just do that, can I? Can't just tell you that smart water is the smartest, best-tasting water that's out there. I have to make a video, apparently.
Why are you so upset at her?
So I can't just say that because now I have to make a video.
Wow. Turns into a virus.
Viral.
So,
we need the video to go viral.
Right. Sorry, viral.
See, she's confused by the crazy term. Is it virus? Is it viral? Who knows? Because I'm so crazy with all my wackiness. Oh, hope she drowns in smart water. Hope she drowns in it. Hope she falls into a giant vat at the smart water factory, and they find her floating corpse the next day.
What is happening with this hate?
Both of you have cartoon hate.
Oh, she's the worst human being alive.
Let's go to Adam in Santa Clarita. Adam may have been the caller that suggested this. Hi, Adam.
I'm not the caller.
You're not,
that
okay.
It, but
what do you...
I do hate. Oh, I hate Flo from the Progressive Insurance commercials, and I will have nothing to do with that company.
What? How can you hate Flo?
Oh,
she's adorable.
Oh, says Ralph and Omar.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Crazy people sitting
and
there.
And she's fictional. She's a little character they've created.
Well, she's a horrible character.
What wow. makes her horrible? She seems like she's.
She helps people and gives them discounts.
She's annoying. She's got that bright red lipstick, and she's just always giving faces, and she's, her voice is grating, and I hate it.
Do you understand that you don't like Flo's lipstick? You're aware that you're saying that, right, Adam?
I am saying that, and I stand by
okay.
it.
Okay.
Think what you can save if you bundle.
No, Ralph and Omar, hearing Adam, do you then rethink your stance?
No, because Flo's a fictional character. She's a creation.
And Rachel Ray should die.
And Jennifer Aniston wow. is an Dear actual Lord. Awful person.
Okay. You guys are rotten.
Thank you for the call, Adam. Everybody else, hold on. The number's 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next. We're talking about you won't buy a product because of the spokesperson.
Yes.
We had somebody tweet that said they would not buy anything Monster because of Rob Gronkowski. Because he's a Pat, and
you're just crazy.
All Patriots are bad.
Well, that's insane.
So that's a reasonable
that's
response.
Just
first reasonable
absolutely
one we've
reasonable
absolutely
fun.
Insane.
Absolutely a reasonable response.
You know who I am? I am Matthew McConaughey. That's who
you
I
are. Matthew McConaughey.
I'm not. I'm, but
all
that's
right.
my that's my addition
right,
to this
right,
conversation.
Right.
I cannot stand his car commercials.
Really?
Lincoln?
Because they're 30 seconds of just him looking off into the distance, like yeah. talking occasionally. Here's one of them.
I've been driving a Lincoln since long before anybody paid me to drive one. I didn't do it to be cool. I didn't do it to make a statement.
Nope.
I just liked it.
Just liked it.
You go right to hell.
Yeah.
Come on.
Why does he need to stare off into the distance and act like he's saying something important?
Because he is.
He's
he is.
Not.
Yeah.
He's talking about a car.
Lincolns are important.
How do you get around?
Sometimes you gotta go back.
Back where?
To actually move forward.
What?
Deep.
And I don't mean going back to reminisce or chase ghosts.
No.
I mean going back to see where you came from.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you used to drive a Lincoln when you were a baby.
Where you been, how you got here. Let's see where you're going.
F that guy, right?
That's like an outtake from True Detective. It's awesome. He should be like flipping a cigarette lighter and like drinking a beer.
All right.
But how about when he's got this dog pal? It's like, no, we're not getting barbecue again tonight. We're getting sushi because I have two legs and you have four. Come on. It's awesome.
Yeah, no.
Oh, I'm going to get a Lincoln right now.
Nope.
I'm going to go buy one.
See ya. All right. Let's go to Angelica. I fear we're going to have a problem with Angelica. Hi, Angelica.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. Thank you. You won't buy a product because of the spokesperson. What's the product? Who's the person?
It's Natalie Portman. I know.
No! Oh, that kid hates you.
Angelica, you go right to hell. She's the perfect woman.
No, no, she's not. She's awful.
Did that sound like a question? It was a statement.
No, everybody in the world. I think I'm the only person in the world that hates Natalie Portman, but I can't look at her face. I can't watch her Dior commercials.
What?
I can't watch any of her movies. I can't stand her, and I hate her so much. And, like, if I saw her in person, I'd probably punch her.
What did she do to you? What turned you against her?
Well, first of all, she's in the worst Star Wars movie ever.
That's true.
Agree.
But is that her fault?
Agree.
But is that her fault?
Kind of, yeah.
She doesn't help.
A little bit.
She doesn't help it.
I'm siding with Angelica right now.
She's just awful.
You're terrible.
That's great.
No,
Angelica, you have Kevin's disease, which is you're the only one that feels that way, but you're okay with it. That's not probably healthy.
Oh, no, I'm totally fine with it.
Okay.
I support your irrational hatred, Angelica. I like it.
All right. Thank you. You're wrong, but thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Erica from Los Angeles. Hi, Erica.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, you won't purchase a product because of the spokesperson.
I will not purchase any products, no matter how cheap they are or what clearance price they are. And clearance with a K for Kardashian. I will not buy anything with any Kardashian name on it.
Yeah, 100%.
That's a moral stance. That makes perfect sense.
It is a moral stance, but what if you just like the product?
No, Kevin, you're not listening.
Kevin, no. No.
Okay,
no.
I don't like the product. I'm
bringing
that up.
Well, it sounds like you do.
Okay.
Right. What if Satan offers me strawberry ice cream? I have to take the ice cream, right? Even though it means Satan is good?
Right.
No, Kevin,
wrong. You're saying, no, that's wrong. Okay. Thank you, Erica. I assume a lot of people agree with you, although not enough.
And they should.
Yeah.
Let's go to Celsa. How do you say your name? Celsa? Celsa?
Hi.
Celsa. Celsa. Okay. What product? What spokesperson?
Michael Phelps.
Okay, that's the person.
He was doing Subway commercials a while back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would not go to Subway while he was a spokesperson for that because I hate him with a passion.
Because he's dumb?
Know. Yeah, yeah.
Because he swims fast?
He's funny looking.
He's an amazing athlete and he swims fast, but he did have that. Like, what was it, a reality show or something that used to follow him around? No, he had one. Michael Phelps had one, too, like 4 years ago after the Olympics, and it was just deadly dull.
Hmm.
Maybe it was just interviews, I remember, but he's
plus
nothing.
All those kids, right? All those kids he touched, too.
That's Jared.
That was a Subway
guy.
That's Jared.
A different person.
Yeah.
All right, Celsa.
And there's another one, too.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, Allie, but Tom Brady. He does a commercial for the
mattress?
The mattress.
Yeah,
yeah,
the mattress commercial is ridiculous.
Such a great
Are you kidding?
It's a ridiculous commercial.
That's the worst commercial in the history of commercials.
We've been waiting for you, Mr. Brady.
Yeah. Let Ralph recreate it for people.
We've been waiting for you, Mr. Brady. We've been eating anything else.
No, this is perfect. It's just a mattress on the floor.
Lay me down on that mattress. You're right, Celsa. That is a great commercial. Thank you for bringing it up.
That's just terrible.
He's got 4 weeks to sleep on that mattress.
All right, let's go to Jason.
Did it matter?
Let's go to Jason in West Hills. Hello, Jason.
Hey, I've completely turned against the Sprint cell phone company because they got calls from Verizon.
Yes!
Can you hear me now?
Really?
Yes.
That guy? The can you hear
Agreed.
Me now guy? Really?
Hosting loyal, Jason!
He is a traitor.
Amen. Crazy.
What are you talking about?
Loyal. Agreed.
What are you? He's a paid spokesperson and they stopped paying
him. He's an
him.
Actor who used to do a commercial and now he's doing another commercial.
Yeah.
I stand by you, Jason.
And I reject you totally, Jason.
I agree, Jason.
No, I do not accept that. Thank you.
That's
denied.
Madness.
Let's go to
not
Sophia.
Not as mad as Lauren. Rancho Margarita, San Margarita, though.
Oh, you want to go to her first?
Yes, right. Because this is the final frontier when it comes to hating spokespeople.
Laura?
Yes.
You won't buy a product because you hate the spokesperson.
Yes, or in this case, the spokes cow.
The spokes cow.
Yes, I refuse to go to Chick-fil-A because of those stupid-ass cows that they have on the big giant billboards.
Yeah?
Like,
say, eat more chicken?
Eat more chicken. And it's like spelled with M-O-A-R.
Well, because cows don't spell very well, Laura. They're animals.
Well, I understand.
You expect proper spelling from cows?
I do.
I'm surprised. How do they hold the paintbrush? I don't even know how they're that talented.
That's a huge accomplishment for a cow, even if they don't spell it right.
Right, but the whole concept is just weird and stupid. And like, it makes me want to eat cows more than it does chickens. I would rather just kill the cow and have a burger.
Wow.
So you don't eat Chick-fil-A because you don't like the cows.
Yes.
You're a lunatic.
Wait, when you hear us say it back to you, does it sound crazy?
No.
All right, I support you.
Yeah, here I am, back from a wild weekend. What can I say? It's Rodney on the Rock. Rodney saw the movie Demons, which was a Polish movie.
And crazy.
Went to the Magic Castle. We had dinner there.
Dinner?
And saw some great magic.
That is wild.
And then, of course, I introduced Blondie at the Pomona State Fair.
State Fair.
And she was amazing. Did everything you can imagine.
Blondie isn't a she. It's a band, song. Rodney.
And they played with... couple of bands.
Bands?
Named.
And she brought me out on stage, which was really weird. And, the Smithereens opened.
Smithereens?
The Halloween version of it.
Well, God, what can I say?
Right.
And there's going to be a big Blondie splash in March. To be the new album. Mm-hmm. A lot of promotion coming up in March.
A lot of promotion. Okay.
Yeah, Cha-Cha Boom.
Right, Cha-Cha Boom.
I'm with you. Right. Oh, I love the Smithereens.
live music from the band Kaleo coming up just after the top of the hour.
Kaleo.
First, Ralph Garman is here with a look at the movie beat. With the showbiz beat. Ralph Garman is here with the showbiz
maybe
beat.
Maybe you're not the guy to mock Rodney. That's all I'm saying. Maybe other people should do that.
I can accept that.
Yeah. This is great news. We also had Danny Elfman in a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about this amazing event, the Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas Disney in Concert event, where Danny and the other original singing cast members get together and perform a concert live to the film at the Hollywood Bowl. And it's got enormous response the past few years that they've done it. Danny has announced this is the last time he will be performing in the show. And there were two dates, the 29th and 30th of October, that sold out. Just
awesome.
Tickets just flew out the door. So what they had to do is, as of today, they just announced adding a third show, a third and final show due to overwhelming demand. Friday, October 28th at 8 p.m., also at the Hollywood Bowl, you get Danny singing along with Catherine O'Hara. Oh, I love Catherine O'Hara. Ken Page. Paul Rubens. Pee Wee Herman himself will be participating. So if you would like to go to the third and final concert, tickets for that event go on sale Saturday, September 16th. At 10 a.m. Pacific time at all Ticketmaster outlets, Ticketmaster.com, or you can purchase by phone. So it's Saturday, 10 a.m., this Saturday, September 16th. So if you missed out, here's your chance.
Is it Friday or Saturday? I'm trying to figure.
What?
Is my calendar wrong or yours? Because today's the 14th, so if you're saying the 16th, that's Friday.
The 16th is a Saturday.
Saturday.
So I have it wrong on my sheet.
Are you looking at October of 2016?
Oh. What are you looking at?
Sorry.
What are you talking about and what are you looking
paperwork
at?
Did you turn your microphone off?
No,
it's not working. Anytime I whisper in it, it goes out. Or maybe it's just denying me. Maybe it's just saying, hell no.
What paperwork are you looking at that says Saturday... Saturday's not the 16th. Why?
Hello. Okay. September. Back to you.
He was looking at 2 days from now. 2 days from now is a Friday.
Right? September, though. You said October. Is it October or September?
Right now? It's
when
September.
Do the tickets go on sale?
Tickets go on sale Saturday, September the 16th.
Okay, I'm saying the 16th is a Friday!
You are right!
son of a bitch!
So it's a colossal waste of time.
I was right, though. It's Friday is when the tickets go on sale.
Friday is the 16th. Do we know if they go on sale on the 16th or Saturday?
Look, this came from the people putting on the show,
yeah,
okay?
They got
In their announcement, they say Saturday, September 16th. So I don't know whether they mean Friday or Saturday, okay, given that the information is asked backwards.
Be ready on both days.
I'm guessing it's probably a Friday, right?
Yeah.
Probably a Friday.
Yeah.
So probably Friday at 10 a.m. just to be safe, that play it that way. And if you get there on Friday at 10 a.m. and they say, don't be an asshole, we're not going to sell till tomorrow, then you can come back 24 hours and you'll have your answer.
Why do some people tune out?
Kevin, apologies.
No, it's the right move to doubt me.
I thought you were looking at the actual
Everyone's confusing
date
me so much all the time. It's Friday, October the 28th? You mean that? That's the date of the show.
Right.
No, you said tickets go on sale.
I know
the
16th. I said.
Okay, so, but that's not
a
thing.
I didn't understand what we were debating. No one explained it to me. That's why I keep asking, what paperwork are you looking
at?
Okay,
all right. Ugh. It's like a Friday the 16th. You said Saturday the 16th, so that's what I was trying to figure out.
All
Thank
right.
you.
So we still don't have any answer.
No firm. They go on sale Saturday.
Saturday.
Stop
Saturday
it.
The 17th?
The 17th.
The 17th.
But the paperwork, Dave, does say the 16th.
It sure does.
Okay.
Ralph.
So that's on them, right?
That's on them.
Now, okay. Having said that, Dave's having the one confirming that. It, so we still are not positive.
He just confirmed that I trust him. Saturday the 17th at 10 a.m. is when those tickets will go on sale. This has been an enormous cluster F. Beyond, I'm sorry I brought it up.
I feel like it went pretty well.
Danny Elfman, go right to hell. That's all I'm saying.
No.
Everyone involved in this project can just burn.
This
for all
is
I care.
This is important because
not important.
Southern California celebration of Halloween. That's what it
you.
Is.
F you. F everyone connected with this.
What about the smithereens?
Especially the smithereens. The entire showbiz beat has been eaten up by what day Friday is. The entire segment.
I feel like it went pretty well.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm happy with it.
I never thought I'd say these words in a million years. I miss Bean! Where the hell's Bean?
Yeah,
God damn it.
Cha-cha-boom.
Where's that giant freak? Cha-cha-boom, indeed.
He would have asked you the same question because, in retrospect, your paperwork is dead wrong. That's
right.
The problem.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's the paperwork that Dave gave you that the people gave him.
Today's
tickets are on sale Friday or Saturday?
Today's celebrity birthday.
Saturday, the 17th.
Andrew Lincoln's 43 years old today. Robert Herjavec from Shark Tank's 53. And our own beer mug.
I love you, Poppy.
I love you, too, beer mug. He is 33 years old today. God bless you. I'm Ralph Garman. I'm going to go lay down.
Streaming live on Facebook Live. If you'd like to watch this at Kevin Amin or K-Rock, we welcome to the studio JJ from Kaleo. Welcome, JJ. How are you?
Thank you. I'm very well.
It's great to have you here.
Absolutely, good to be here.
We're very excited every time there's a new band that we get to play. And your album, AB, is fantastic.
Thank you so much.
And the song that we're playing now is great as well. Tell us about the beginnings of Kaleo. You're from Iceland. A lot of people don't even know that, right? They just assume that you're from the U.S. Or wherever you're playing.
Perhaps, yeah. We've been in the U.S. for about 18 months. From a small town of like 8,000 or 9,000 people called Mosfellsbær in Iceland, right outside the capital, Reykjavik. And, we've been officially, you know, Kaleo playing together for about 3 years, but most of us know each other since school, so...
And you guys took off because you did a cover of a song, right?
In Iceland, yeah, that was kind of the beginning for us. There was this song that I had this version, a very different version that became popular back home, and then everyone kind of, you know, started listening to the other songs.
So you became huge in Iceland, and then you came over to Austin, to South by Southwest, and blew people's minds, and then you're like, well, we should just live in Austin, right?
Well, yeah, kind of. I mean, we had a lot of interest from the U.S., a lot of major labels and such, and ended up, signing a deal with Atlantic Records, and, you know, seemed like a logical move to move to the U.S. And
what's the music scene like in Iceland, in the city where you're from? Like, could you even get your head around Europe or America, or was it just you love playing music, you want to do it where you are?
Obviously, it's a very, very different market. We have 300,000 people in the country, while you guys have 300 million, so it's...
Yeah, that's a little different.
Yeah.
It's a bit different, sure.
Yeah.
You started when you were young, right? You were 14, 15?
Yeah, I started writing songs when I was around that.
And I read that you, at 14 and 15, used to go play pubs.
Yeah, we used to do a lot of that stuff, really, you know. I think it was maybe a little later we started playing together, me and Danny, the bassist, and the drummer, David. And, yeah, we pretty much just, you know, did every gig we could get our hands on.
And what age were you when you started going into pubs? Is the drinking age in Iceland 14?
No, it is 18.
18.
Which is kind of common, I think, in Europe.
Okay.
So, yeah, probably around that time, 17, 18.
And you started doing covers.
We did a lot of covers at the time, yeah. We just, you know.
Did you have one that just destroyed? Did you have a cover that was like, all right, this is the one that we have to make sure that we play? If things are going south, let's go right to that one.
Ooh, probably. You know, I think we must have played over a few hundred songs at the time.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, whatever it is, Sweet Home Alabama or whatever it is. <I don't know. laughs>
Any chance we can hear some Sweet Home Alabama in a minute?
I doubt
probably
it.
Not. You
I
doubt it. It. Well, if you doubt it, then it's probably not going to happen. So you moved to Austin, Texas, and how big of a culture shock was that? That must have.
Yeah, I mean, it's really different. But to be honest, we haven't really had the chance to spend that much time in Austin or anywhere in the U.S. It's just constant touring, you know, since we arrived, pretty much. So I think we played over 48 states so far, and so it's been an adventure.
Is it still at the point where it's just blowing your mind? You know, I'm from a small town with not that many people, and now I'm touring the United States and pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, things are, you know, constantly growing, and my favorite part, obviously, is you know, having more people out to the shows, and more people are getting to know the music and coming out, singing along. So,
tell me about performing live in an active volcano. That does not seem ideal. I couldn't even begin to pronounce the name of the volcano.
Right.
Can you pronounce it?
Yeah.
I would like to hear the name of the volcano that you performed in.
It's called Thrinukakiyush.
Give it a try, Kevin.
Thrinukakiyush.
Not like the beginning there.
Yeah.
Started
strong.
Kind
of dropped off at the end.
Dropped off. Well, yeah. I gave it a shot. That's all I was trying to do. Why did you do that?
We had... we know that you could go in there, and we know we had heard that the acoustics were great, so we thought, why not? Reached out to some of the people, which were very helpful out there.
Now, when you said why not, did anybody come back with, because it's an active volcano?
No, no. I think everybody was like, yeah, let's do it. No, it was interesting. I mean, we were there for 26 hours. It's kind of a hassle because the lava around it, you can't really park right next to the volcano. You have to like walk through.
Right. I feel like that's part of why somebody should have said no.
I feel like that's a big part of volcanoes.
But we had a lot of help from some great people. We had a helicopter bring out all the gear because we did it live, so we had to take everything, drum set, amplifiers, instruments, everything. We had to take it down there. And there's this small elevator that goes down. It takes about 10 minutes to go down, 10 minutes to go up.
Oh, dear.
And it can only fit like 5 or 6 people, so it's a lot of gear to take down.
How were the acoustics?
They were amazing.
Now, do you play at places and you're like, there's nothing like the volcano?
No, not quite, but it was a fun experience. You know, it was surprisingly cold down there.
Why?
Yeah.
Like, what a lame volcano.
It's the worst volcano ever.
No, but you said there was lava around it.
Yeah, like...
So you couldn't park right next to the volcano, but down inside it was cold?
It was cold, yeah.
Are you positive it was a volcano?
And constant rain dripping, because like fresh water takes 6 days to get through.
Okay.
So, surprisingly cold, but very interesting. It was really hard to stand and... play too,
you know why?
So rocky everywhere.
Yeah, volcano.
Yep.
Were you worried at any point that the elevator that takes 10 minutes to get up, like if something goes south, that's a long, long 10 minutes?
There were a lot of things that could have gone south, I guess, yeah.
But it didn't, so you're fine.
Yeah, we're still fine.
Very much alive, Kevin.
Very much alive and very much ready to play. All right, so you guys are set up in the Red Bull Sound Space next door.
Yeah.
And we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with some live music from the band Kaleo. Very excited about that. We're happy you're here, and we're excited to hear your music.
Thanks so much, guys.
Be right back. You can also watch this on Facebook Live right now. It's the band Kaleo in the Red Bull Sound Space. The album is AB, and you guys are going to perform for us this morning. What song are you going to sing for us?
This first one is Broken Bones.
Broken Bones, fantastic. Kaleo.
How the devil's gonna make me a free man. The devil's gonna set me free. How the devil's gonna make me a free man. The devil's gonna set me free. I've been down deep Texas, Mississippi State, hoping things might go my way. For every lighter dollar I made, that stands a white man just to take it away. Some might say I talk loud, see if I care. Unlike them, don't walk away from my fear. I busted bones, broken stones, look the devil in the eye. I hope it's gonna break these chains. Yeah, the devil's gonna make me a free man. The devil's gonna set me free. The devil's gonna make me a free man. The devil's gonna set me free. Hard day, water, no rest. I saw my chance, so I got him at last. I took his six shooter, put two in his chest. He'll never say a word no more. Lord, he'll never say a word no more. The devil got him good for sure. Ain't got no place to call our own. Only chains and broken bones. Got no place to call our own. So come on, Lord, what you waiting for? Ain't got no place to call our own. Only chains and broken bones. Ain't got no place.
How about that? That's fantastic. Kaleo, live on K-Rock from the Red Bull Sound Space. You guys have a very very southern, soulful sound. Is that part of the reason you moved to Austin? Did that have something to do with it? The blues?
Well, you know, not really, but it seemed like a good fit, I guess.
Yeah. What song are you going to do next?
This next one is Way Down We Go.
And tell me a little bit about that song. What's it about?
Well, I consider it to be a blues song as well, you know. That's what I have to say about that.
Okay. All right, good enough. Kaleo performing live now on K-Rock on the Kevin and Bean Show from the Red Bull Sound Space.
Oh, Father, tell me, do we get what we deserve? Oh, we get what we deserve. And way down we go, 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 go. And way down we go, 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 go. Say way down we go, way. Down I'm as calm as we all go down. Yeah, but for the fall, do you dare to look them right in the eyes? Yeah. Oh, good say we run you down, down to the dark. Yeah.
That sounded fantastic. I know it's really difficult to get bands up at this time of the morning and to have you perform at this time of the morning because usually it's the opposite schedule, but you guys sounded great. That's Kaleo live on K-Rock. The album is AB. It is available now. And are you guys going to be coming through Southern California anytime soon?
Hopefully very soon.
Hopefully very soon. Same from us. Thank you very much. Thanks, we appreciate so your time. Thanks. Thank you. How great was Kaleo?
Only the best.
They sounded fantastic.
Their album's incredible. If you're looking for something new, I mean, the first part of it is just rocking and bluesy and amazing. Then the second half, I mean, you could do a little snuggling.
Okay.
So maybe first half, you've gotten down to business.
Okay.
Second half, maybe cuddle.
Okay. So How to Have Sex with Kaleo by Ally McKay.
Thank you.
Great. Here's the headline now. African dictator eats the testicles of enemies to gain mysterious sexual powers.
That was a weird segue.
Yes, it was. There's really no way to segue into a guy who's a cannibal. That just doesn't seem to. An upcoming trial has thrown light on a terrifying Central African dictator who apparently buries his enemies minus their testicles, which he has eaten to gain mysterious sexual powers.
So he gains power just from that body part alone?
Yes.
Okay.
The people there consider him the country's god.
Okay.
And he is in permanent contact with the Almighty.
Well.
And the regime has been accused of political murders. And more luridly, I'm going to try the guy's name. It isn't possible I'm going to get it right, but this is the dictator's name. Mm-hmm. Teodoro Obiang Nguema Mbasabo. Go.
You added a couple of consonants and vowels.
I don't know. It's a difficult name.
Yeah.
Let's go to him on the phone. We're lucky enough to have him on the phone right now, and maybe he can correct me on the name.
Good morning to you.
How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Would you mind pronouncing your name for us? I don't think I did it right.
No, that was perfect. You're absolutely spot on.
Excellent.
No, it wasn't. I'm kidding.
Okay.
It was all for you.
Okay. How do you say it, sir?
Teodoro.
Mm-hmm.
Obiang.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nguema.
Uh-huh.
Mbasogo.
Okay.
Yeah, that was way different.
Yeah, not
very different.
Not even what you said. A little.
Yeah, not even a little bit.
You need to eat some brains of your enemies. And then you'll be smarter, man, if you ingest the brain and that brain have the power of them.
If I could, I would, because I could use that. Yeah.
So is that the thing? You eat the part of the body that you want to gain the powers from? So
course,
brain, you get smarter?
That is the way it works.
Okay.
I kill my enemies, and then I take in their flesh of whatever part of the power I want to have.
Okay.
So if I want to have the smarts of the enemy, I eat the brain.
Right.
If I want to have the courage of the enemy, I eat the heart.
Okay.
Makes sense. If I want to have a boulder of the enemy, I eat the testicles.
Now, this article pretty much is focusing just on eating of the testicles. I mean,
no, that's the problem with the lamestream media. They're always focusing on sensationalism.
Well, I mean, do
it's
you
all
eat
clickbait? That's all clickbait.
Okay.
They completely ignore that I eat brains and hearts and livers and things.
Okay.
Always the testicles.
Right.
Well, I mean, that is the most sensationalistic part of the story.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Right. Thanks, Bill O'Reilly.
Okay. Well, you're very knowledgeable in the American media.
I've eaten a lot of brains, I told you. Why didn't I tell you I was smart? I told you I ate brains.
Yeah, true. That's a good point.
So by... Oh.
No.
What are you eating?
What's
now?
That now?
Oh, it's not important.
Well, I mean, if you're... Is it part of a body of a rival?
Maybe.
Because I feel like that's important.
Maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
Okay, let's say it is.
I mean, it sounds crunchy.
It's crunchy.
So can we guess? Like...
It's not important. Let's just call it Steve.
Steve.
Oh, Steve.
Steve is very crunchy.
Yes, well, I like them raw.
I see.
Oh. You don't want to poach the testicles. It takes all the flavor out of
it. So those were Steve's testicles?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe not.
All right, now, how quickly do you feel the effect of eating the testicles?
Oh, my goodness!
Oh.
Very
that quick?
That's very quick.
It is, Steve.
That's like a shot of adrenaline.
Yes, it is.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:51. Ralph Garman is here now with a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Oh, so much is going on. So many things. First of all, when's the 17th? Is the 70th of Saturday?
You know what? I'm just happy it's Friday today because this
it's
has been...
It's not! That's
what?
The trick! That's the rub.
What?
As the bard said. Ah, there's the rub. Wednesday, right?
Ralph's referring to a half-hour conversation we had about an hour ago. We're trying to figure this out.
Why are you making it more difficult?
Wait, so it was a half-an-hour conversation.
An hour ago.
So what, did it take place an hour and a half ago?
No, it started an hour ago.
But so then it took place a half an hour ago then?
The end of it was a half hour ago. Right.
Hey, if you're a Rams fan, Los Angeles Rams, your football Los Angeles Rams, this Sunday is the home opener, by the way. The world-famous Coliseum, against the dreaded Seattle Seahawks. Here's your reason to go. Besides watching, cheering the Rams on to victory, it's Red Hot Chili Peppers are going to perform. About a half an hour before kickoff, they're going to be doing a little set. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool indeed. Coliseum gates open at 11 a.m. for a 1 p.m. kickoff, and fans should be in their seats. They recommend 30 minutes before kickoff in order to see the band perform. So
I have some of their sound check if you want to hear what they're
going to
play.
Yeah, love
yeah.
to.
Play before the show.
I love
so they're doing that song. Sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah. Now that Bean lives in New Orleans, do you think he's going to become a Saints fan?
He has already cleared that up for people
nope.
that are wondering. No, he will not.
Why?
Because he is from Oh.
he wasn't a Seattle fan until he moved to Seattle.
And I feel like if he's going to be living there during the actual play,
he's moving
football
his life
time,
there.
Yeah, but the season, he's going to be there in football season.
Right,
right.
He's got to become a Saints fan. He has to.
Well, the only reason he was a Seattle fan is because he moved to Seattle.
Right.
Now he's quit Seattle. He's moving to New Orleans. He should become a Saints fan.
Why?
Well, Rodney, I think he just told you.
Yeah.
Where's the outrage there?
Oh, but I forgot. Mm-hmm. Probably New Orleans isn't as good a team as Seattle, and he's a front runner. So there's that. That's probably the reason why he's not. It just dawned on me. Hey, you want to go see Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas? Look, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it clean. So
okay.
Everybody shut up.
All right, let's all back off. Go ahead, Ralph.
As you know, Danny Elfman is singing live to the film at the Hollywood Bowl, along with original singing cast members like Catherine O'Hara and Paul Rubens, Ken Page. It's going to be a great event. We've been talking about this for a while. There were two shows on October the 29th and 30th. Well, overwhelming demand has kicked in, and they're adding a third and final show.
Yay!
For those of you who got closed out and buying your tickets for the first two, this new show will be Friday, October 28th. So we got 28th, 29th, and 30th. Tickets now will be available for the Friday, October the 28th show this Saturday, the 17th of September at 10 a.m. Pacific time at all Ticketmaster outlets. You can purchase by phone or go to Ticketmaster.com. But if you were bummed because you didn't get a chance to get tickets for the live Nightmare Before Christmas event, Disney in concert at the Hollywood Bowl, here's your chance to go Saturday, 10 a.m. You can buy tickets via Ticketmaster for this event.
So. And Danny Elfman requests that you dress up for Halloween.
He wants you to dress. He wants to look out in there and see a sea of wacky costumes. I suggest you put one of those giant Jack Skellington heads. Makes it fun for the people sitting behind you.
That's great. That's my normal size head, Ralph.
Right?
Yeah. Aww. Unfortunately.
It's true. He's got a big head.
Why?
Don't know.
Katy Perry's the best, right? She's like the anti-Taylor Swift. She's the best.
Yes, she's the anti-Taylor Swift.
Right.
Yes.
She's genuinely sexy, funny, personable, talented. She's got all that. Right, that too, Allie. And here's what she did on Monday. Here was her Monday. Maybe you thought you had a tough Monday? Mm-hmm. Maybe not. Katy Perry drops by to visit her sister, Angela, helps her give birth to her second child in the afternoon. Then by 8 p.m., Katie was back in the studio working on her next album. Boom. Midwifing, throat singing. That was her day. Right?
Where else would you sing from?
Right? Come on, you've been to Bangkok.
I have.
She also was the midwife to her sister in 2014 when Angela had her first child. So this is the second time that she's been the catcher to her sister's pitcher there in the birthing room.
She actually had the baby delivered? She did it herself?
Yes.
Wow.
She was midwife to both births. And when she was done, she probably washed up and then, boom, got to the studio and started belting out some sweet-ass tunes. That's Katy Perry's Monday. What did you do, hipster losers?
Not that.
Right.
Not any of that.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody okay?
All good.
Hey, Michael Chiklis, speaking of music, he's not just a great actor. We loved him on The Shield. We love him in Gotham, currently on Fox. He's also a musician and a singer, and his latest project, Influence, his solo album, was released on Friday, and I had a chance to hear some of it. It's really good. He wrote 9 of the 11 songs that are on there. He does a cover of David Bowie's Fame as well. If you're interested in hearing Chiklis sing a little bit, here he is singing David Bowie's Fame. Got some pipes.
How about that?
Chicky Baby's got some pipes.
I feel like you gotta have balls to do any Bowie song.
Yeah.
But that was pretty good.
And I thought it was, he didn't try to reinvent it.
He just
said, I'm just gonna do it. I'm gonna do it straight up and do my thing. And while we're talking to covers, how about Dwight Yoakam, right?
New
thing on?
Mm-hmm.
Dwight Yoakam.
The country singer?
He is a country singer. You're absolutely right, okay. Kevin. He's got a new album coming out called Swimming Pools Movie Stars. And he has decided to pay tribute to the classic Prince. He wants to pay tribute to Prince by doing a bluegrass version of Purple Rain.
No, sir.
Whereas Michael Chiklis decided to pay homage to the original version of Fame by David Bowie, another lost artist, Prince, is getting the bluegrass treatment from Dwight Yoakam.
Why?
Because it needed to have some bluegrass put all over it.
Why?
Here's Dwight Yoakam smearing some bluegrass all over Purple Rain.
I never meant to cause you any sorrow. I never meant to cause you any pain.
Yeehaw! Please stop it. Please stop.
Here we go.
Only
stop.
Only one time to see you laughing.
Laughing.
For the
laughing.
God.
I only wanted
stop
to
it.
See you laughing.
Yeah.
In the purple rain.
Yeah, sing it.
Purple rain. Purple rain.
Purple
Purple rain,
purple moonshine and rain.
This is blasphemous.
Purple rain. Look, rain so purple and it's raining and it's purple.
So much
purple rain.
Why are you letting me play so long?
And your truck calls are purple.
This is great.
See, isn't that better? Isn't that much better?
No.
Don't we all feel better now?
No.
I gotta be honest, that's awful.
Having experienced that,
it's really bad.
But it's wonderful.
It's awful.
Awful more than wonderful.
You guys just don't get it.
You dance and pretend you had a big belt buckle on? Stop it, Ralph.
That was awesome. And you are all in the basket of deplorables.
Deplorables?
That's where I'm putting you. Yes. Deplorables.
You're the worst.
Robert,
he's not the worst. Dwight Yoakam is the worst.
He was loving it and doing a little jig over there.
I want to sing that too. I want to get that cover going.
Never meant to cause you any sorrow.
Never meant to cause you any sorrow.
Never meant to cause you any pain.
Don't want to ever cause you no more pain.
Only wanted one time to see you laughing.
I would love it when you're laughing.
I only wanted to see you laughing.
Rest in peace.
Oh, we made that song so better.
I want to do a live duet with Dwight Yoakam on that song.
Where did he come to town?
He's got it at the ready whenever he needs it.
Always have a count. You never know.
No fun. Oh, God.
All right.
It is for
one more time.
No.
All right, we'll do it. Okay.
Never meant to cause you any sorrow. Never meant to cause you any pain. Only wanted one time to see you laughing.
Thank you, America.
No. Hope you enjoyed it as much as we did.
America's been through enough lately, you guys.
All right, one more time.
No!
Oh, you were kidding?
I was kidding.
Ellie, a lot of great response from people about the hoedown that we just had.
No.
A lot of people were really into it.
No.
Dwight Yoakam singing Purple Rain, and then Ralph was singing, and the cowbell. It was a hit.
No.
Okay, well, I thought it was a hit. Time for Kevin and Bean's What's Good?
Like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify. What are we missing and not talking about? Call up, so we can be down. 1-800-520-1067. What's good?
What's good?
You can call on any topic. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. Let's
Purple Rain. Purple Rain.
Wow.
A lot of people are calling for more bluegrass Purple Rain.
A lot of people are calling it Purple Shame.
Oh, how dare you.
Allie just made that up, and she's proud of it, by the way. That's why she said it. Alex is calling us from East L.A. Hi, Alex.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's good?
I'm just calling you guys to let you guys know that the Dodger fanatics are the best fans in the world.
Now, based on what?
Because, as you guys saw, whether or not, because I know you guys don't like baseball that much, but the Dodgers ended up overcrowding Dodger Stadium these past couple days, and it was all over ESPN, all over MLB Network.
No, you mean in New York.
You said the Dodger fans overran Dodger Stadium.
No. Half the Dodger fans were at Yankee Stadium
the past two days.
Oh, okay. So in Yankee Stadium, the Dodger fans were very present and noticeable.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it made the news, and ESPN was all over it. And there's this group called, I think, 10 Tongue 294, where they just get fanatics here from L.A. or wherever you're from, and they travel the country, and they show Dodger support. And when they say the Giants, San Francisco Giants, have the best fans, I don't think so. I think it's the Dodgers. I've got to say.
All right. That's pretty cool to do at Yankee Stadium.
Was there an uptick in parking lot beatings?
Oh,
Ralph Garman.
I was just wondering.
You are a son of a bitch.
Wondering.
Thank you for the call, Alex.
I was just wondering. They're
your
the best.
Your people booed Santa.
Yeah, but that was a bad Santa. He was a skinny, dirty Santa. He deserved to be booed.
Let's go to Michelle in Calabasas. Good morning, Michelle. What's good?
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling about a wine safari in Malibu.
A wine safari in Malibu?
Oh, with the animals.
Yeah, it's a real safari. Like,
hence safari, Allie. Oh. Yeah, I think that's what safari means. You go see some animals.
But is it a janky safari where there's like lame animals?
It's like a dog dressed like a lion?
Right.
That would be kind of cool. But no, there are real zebras.
What?
It's a safari, Ralph.
Right, but real African animals?
There's a zebra?
There's a giraffe.
Zebras.
Is there
zebras,
a giraffe?
Plural.
There's a giraffe.
Yeah, there's a giraffe.
I love giraffes.
Mm-hmm. A real giraffe. You can feed him and pet him, and he licks you. And
yeah, he does. Yeah, yeah, Michelle.
Those giraffes have long tongues.
You're the giraffe, right?
Right?
Yeah, no, he has this really long tongue.
Yeah, he does.
And, mm-hmm. Yeah, they're a buffalo, and you drink wine. So
the buffalo drink wine? I'm in.
No, buffalo, comma.
Oh.
And you drink
and
wine.
And you drink wine. I'm out.
I have been to a wedding there, and a lot of people think I'm going to get so hammered and ride that giraffe. They won't let you, just so you know.
You have tried?
Yeah, well, I heard at a wedding they put a bow tie on him so he gets all dressed up.
Oh,
look at
that's adorable.
Nice. I love it.
He must love that.
He probably
having
like, finally.
Something tight wrapped around his throat. That finally. Must be fun for Mr. Giraffe.
Finally a noose to entertain people. That's great news. Thank you for the call, Michelle. We appreciate
that sounds
it.
That's awesome. I'd love to go on a wine safari.
That does sound cool.
There's animals.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Safari. And wine, I'm guessing.
Let's go to Billy in Huntington Beach. Hi, Billy.
Hey, good morning, Kevin Bean, Ralph, Allie.
Billy!
Hey, what's good is going pretty well so far. We haven't put anybody on the timer.
I know.
We use the
good
timer
calls.
For when it gets boring.
Good call so far.
Yeah, Billy, yes.
All right, hopefully you won't need me to do that. I just wanted to say real quick, South Park starting tonight. At
South Park is back, yes.
Comedy Central.
Yes.
Yeah, all new. Needs no introduction, so I don't need to say very much. Just, you know, watch it.
Did you see the swipe they took at Colin Kaepernick online where they rewrote the national anthem just for him?
Yes, I love that.
It was
and
very
I thought
funny.
It was totally on point, you know, because you say F the pigs. And then as soon as your stuff's gone, you're like, oh, I need help.
Yeah. You know? Everybody so hates the police until they need the police. Then all of a sudden, they're their best friends.
This is South Park.
Colin Kaepernick is brave. Cops are pigs. Cops are pigs. Wait, someone just took my stuff. I need to call the cops. Oh, no, I just said cops are pigs. Who's going to help me get my stuff? Why did I listen to Colin Kaepernick? He's not even any good. Oh, I just got all my stuff back.
Okay.
Cops are pigs again. Cops are pigs.
All right, let's go to Jason in Arcadia. Hi, Jason.
Hey, what's good?
What's good?
Jace.
Grace from America's Got Talent. I don't even, like, really listen to that music or watch that show, but I caught her last night. I was just shocked.
You caught her? You said her?
Her, Grace. Yeah. She's like a 12-year-old girl. She sounds like Florence and the Machine.
No kidding.
Oh, wow.
She's great. I mean, excellent. I couldn't believe it.
All right.
There's only one great. Winner that's acceptable from America's Got Talent.
You watch it, Ralph?
Yes.
Okay. And who
only
is
only one winner.
Not 12-year-old Grace?
Piff the Dragon.
No, that was last year. Oh. John Dorenbos.
I don't know what he does.
What's
magician
happening.
John Dorenbos?
Oh, not a magician.
Oh, because he's on the freaking Eagles.
And he's also the long slapper.
Thank you.
Snapper for the Philadelphia Eagles.
With you, Jason. Thank you for the call. Allie.
G-A-G-L-E-S,
yeah, right.
Eagles.
Allie, you wanted to tell us about Atlanta.
Oh, everybody
yes.
should be watching Atlanta. It's Tuesday nights on FX. It's Donald Glover. He writes, he produces, he's one of the stars in it. I hate you right now. It's episode 3. Everybody check it out on demand or the FX website. You will not be disappointed. Bite me. Bite me. I hate you all.
What's good?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:35. Ralph Garman is here now with our final look at the showbiz beat for today.
That band, Red Hot Chili Peppers, is going to be performing at the Rams home opener this Sunday. Rams take on the Seahawks at 1 p.m. on Sunday at the Coliseum, and the Chili Peppers are going to do about a half an hour gig beforehand. So
that's pretty cool.
It is very cool, and an excellent reason to check out the home opener. Not that the Rams aren't going to win. I'm throwing my support fully behind those Rams, but I'm just saying, maybe if they don't have such a great day on the field, you've seen the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and so that takes some of the pressure off.
Plus, it's at the Coliseum, and Pete Carroll's coming back.
Pete Carroll?
Yep.
The return? The Seahawks are still reeling from that beating the Miami Dolphins put on them? Oh, wait a minute.
I'm not sure that happened.
It did not really happen so much. A giant lizard is destroying Seoul, Korea.
Oh, no.
Really?
And only Anne Hathaway can stop it. That's the premise of a new film called Colossal. A new movie with Anne and Jason Sudeikis was just picked up by a Chinese production company. They say it will be released next year. Giant lizard destroying a city. That sounds so familiar. Where could that... I don't know.
It'll come to me later.
But sounds very familiar. Anne Hathaway, action star? She was Catwoman. I guess that kind of counts, right?
Sure.
Who do you think might be the halftime entertainment for the Super Bowl, since we're talking music and football? Any guesses?
Halftime of the Super Bowl. You need to be...
Now, Adele was reportedly the first choice,
right?
They went to her, and she said no. She said they did ask, and she declined because she's a smart lady.
You have to be super mass appeal.
Super mass appeal, energetic, big, flamboyant, theatrical. All of these terms apply.
I have a guess.
Yes, Kevin. Kevin, yes.
Yoko Ono.
Yoko Ono. Can you imagine?
That would be the best thing ever. Can you see everybody's head explode?
That would be great. She's all those things. Mass appeal.
Right?
People love her.
She's got
theatrical,
everything.
Talented.
I don't know.
I say these two words, you're going to go, of course.
Okay. Band or person?
Person.
Person.
And it's not Weird Al, so we don't have to worry about that. With what's his name?
Get Barack on. Obama.
Yes, Kevin. Good guess.
Excellent.
It's a name of a person.
Well, I think
yes, Strokey. What point did that information get lost?
Turd Ferguson.
He said so band or person. I said person. The name part of it was handled minutes ago. What's wrong with you?
Asshole.
No, it's not Johnny Asshole.
Is
he a pig?
Two names. A first and a last.
First and last name.
Elton John.
No.
Oh. Billy Joel.
No.
Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
No.
Peggy Noonan.
Peggy Noonan.
You're saying it like we should know this.
This is an obvious choice. When I say the choice, you're going to say, oh, of course.
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
No.
Okay, I got it. Hold on.
Jesus Christ, that's Jason Bourne.
No. Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, neither Jesus nor Jason.
Okay.
Is it a man?
Your timing
man
and your little audio clip's impeccable over there, by
man
the way.
Or
I like the real... I like the long delay before anything actually gets played, Kevin. It makes the segment much more snappy.
Thank you, Ralph.
You're welcome.
Man Appreciate or woman?
It. Woman.
Woman?
Yes.
Is it a repeat?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
So not Katy Perry.
It's not Katy Perry.
Okay.
No.
Not Beyonce.
I don't believe this.
I'm trying to think of people who are touring.
And first and last name. So Beyonce's out.
Two names.
Shakira's out.
Two names. Not exactly first and last.
Rihanna.
I would like you to leave. No.
That's a good guess.
You're really... You've just...
Wait, is it a person's name?
You need to go home and pull yourself together, and whatever's happening with you today, you need to work it out, and then come back to work when you're ready to do your job. Fan Bing Bing.
Fan Bing Bing!
Three words, sorry. Sorry, my bad.
You're all...
Demi Lovato.
You're all my last nerve right now.
I know.
You're stepping on my neck.
I know.
These chicks are stepping on my neck.
Count Smokey Love.
Count Smokey Love. Actually... That's the closest one so far.
Closest one?
Yes, because the first word is a title, much like Count Smokula.
Lady Gaga!
Lady Gaga.
Man, that was painful but right.
Sorry. Lady Gaga reportedly is in talks right now with the NFL and Pepsi, which sponsors the halftime show. So she may be our entertainment.
I don't hate it.
We're done guessing.
Johnny
that.
Asshole.
We already have the answer.
Hi, it's Kat.
No, Kat is not in the running. Although I'd love to see her get up and do some live Mercedes commercials
right?
during the halftime.
Their mom?
The son of Flubber.
Son of Flubber, also not in the mix.
Wow.
Steve! People make this hard.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
How about another season of Arrested Development?
Yes, please.
Jessica Walter told reporters at the Creative Arts Emmy Awards, it's looking real good, she said.
Awesome.
She doesn't have any exact start dates, but everybody is on board, she said. A possible season 5 has been rumored for a while, but the individual actors have been busy with other things. And Variety reports co-creator Brian Grazer said, there were 17 more episodes planned to air on Netflix.
You?
What is wrong
We've
with you?
We've moved on.
She can't.
We're talking about Arrested Development now.
She needs
Come
a,
on!
She needs a trank dart. You're a nightmare.
All right, for those people who are looking for a great show and you can't find one right now,
what?
Go back and pick up Arrested Development.
Yes.
It's all
it's
fantastic.
Because every episode's a little gem.
This is exciting.
Why?
It's very,
Because it's every episode is a little gem.
That's right.
I heard.
Why?
Very entertaining. Because it's well-written, well-acted comedy. It's well-performing. All right. Today's celebrity birthdays.
Why?
Shark Tank's Robert Herjavec. He's 53 years old today. Remember, he went on Dancing with the Stars and fell in love with his partner. I think he was married when he went on Dancing with the Stars, if I'm not mistaken. Fell in love with the partner, dumped the wife, married the new partner. Next thing you know, it's all samba all the time, right? It's all paso doble. In the sheets, it's tango in the butt,
what?
Right? Andrew Lincoln, you remember him?
Sure.
He's the man who invented Booyah.
No, he is.
He's not.
He's on Walking Dead. He plays Clark.
He's Rick.
Rick.
Yes.
He's
the leader. He's Rick.
I know. He's got a beard and a son with a hat. I'm very familiar with the premise.
Son with a hat.
And our own Jonathan. Beer mug Cantrow celebrates his birthday today.
I like a lot of things. Mm-hmm. A lot.
We got a couple extra minutes. Beer mug, come on in here. Come on in here. Let's talk. Let's celebrate your birthday. Why don't you hop on in here, Beer mug? Here he is now, ladies and gentlemen. Beer mug celebrating his birthday today.
Thank you, beer mug.
How are you going to celebrate, son? How are you going to really mark this special occasion on your 33rd birthday? You know, Jesus died when he was 33. No
really?
Pressure, but
wow.
You've got to get some work done, son.
Oh, how dare you?
Yeah.
Well, when the meeting's over,
mm-hmm.
first stop on my birthday tour is going to be Sioux Plantation.
Oh, yeah, get yourself some breadsticks.
And people say
it.
You don't know how to land.
And then I'm going to do some...
Come on, it's your birthday. You can time him.
I get unlimited time, right?
Yeah.
And then...
unlimited breadsticks, I think it's Sioux Plantation.
Then I'm going to go...
Sorry.
Damn it. Well...
You were really making your way through that list, though, so you probably got most of them out there. Or just Soup Plantation.
No, there's going to be a lot of stuff.
All right.
Get out.
I'm glad I brought you in for that.
Get out.
Hey,
thank you, guys.
Thanks to the band today, by the way. Amazing.
Yes, Kalea was
Kalea
so good.
Kalea was
amazing.
Terrific. So Kevin, good. You did a hell of a job, I think, talking to the band. You did a great job interviewing them.
I did a hell of a job talking?
Yeah. You know, it really impressed me, that
one moment.
Oh,
no. You don't have a moment.
It was like just yesterday today when that happened. Just
and are you guys going to be coming through Southern California anytime soon?
Hopefully very soon.
Hopefully very soon. Same from us. Thank you very much. We appreciate your time. Thanks.
Same from us.
Hopefully very soon. I hope they're coming through very soon as well.
Same from us?
Okay, I could have said it better.
What does same from us mean?
I'm going to say for me, not
Even
bad.
If you said same for us, that would mean you're coming through town very soon?
He said hopefully, so
right.
I was saying, what I should have said is, we hope so as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you said same from us.
I didn't technically say it that way.
Anyway, I thought
but
it was a great
But for me,
job.
That's close enough.
I thought it was very impressive.
I'm happy with
and
that.
And I think, standing O! I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. On your drive home today, listen to the commercial-free 5 p.m. hour here on K-Rock, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal helpful Honda dealers. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have Kevin James on the program. We have comedian Brad Williams on the program. And on Thursdays, we talk sports with Jim Rome, and we have Dr. Drew as well. We'll see you tomorrow morning.